where it starts with the Ashtangasam. Everybody see? Let's chant this together. This is the one that I've asked people to try to, if you want to try to memorize and chant daily. Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha Chandopyo Dhyamrita Atsam Bhabhuva Samendro Medhaya Asprinotu Amritasya Devatarano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jivva Me Matumattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmanat Koshosi Medhaya Pihitaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Avahanti Vitanvana Kurvana Shiramatmanaha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Annapane Cha Sarvada Tato Me Shriyamavaha Lomasam Pashutis Sahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Vimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Tamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yashojani Swaha Shreyan Vasya Sasani Swaha Tantwa Bhagavravishani Swaha Sama Bhagavravisha Swaha Tasmin Sahasrashake Nipagahan Twayimraje Swaha Yathapa Pravatayanti Yathamasa Aharjaram Evam Mam Brahmacharinah Dhatarayantu Sarvata Swaha Prativeshosi Pramabhahi Pramapadyaswa. Okay. You can practice this using Vagishananda's practice on the MP3 and the Sanskrit sign. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next paragraph and learn this. Okay? First, repeat after me. I'm going to give you some meaning if you're not right. Bhur Bhuvas Bhur Bhuvas Suvariti
Suvariti
Va
Va
Etas
Etas
Tisro
Tisro
Vyahritayaha Bhur Bhuvas Suvariti Va
Bhur Bhuvas Suvariti Va
Etas Tisro
Etas Tisro
Vyahritayaha
Vyahritayaha
Bhur Bhuvas Suvariti Va
Bhur Bhuvas Suvariti Va
Etas Tisro
Etas Tisro
Vyahritayaha
Vyahritayaha
Let me break the sandhi. Bhuhu, that repa there is Visarga. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Sakara is Visarga. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvar, Suvaha. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Iti. Va is Vai. The Vai, I, when it's followed by a vowel, can become Vai, and the yakara can drop, making Va. Remember what the semi-vowel equivalent of I is? It's I. A with the yakara, I. And then in that sandhi rule, the yakara of the I can drop, and then you get Va. So Vai here becomes Va. Okay?
No, I don't have that part on mine. I have a page 4, but it doesn't have that part.
Let me see what I gave you.
What did I just give you, though?
Okay. So vai, vai becomes va because it's sandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
It's long year, right? Vaya. So year is dropping.
See, if I have vai followed by a vowel, okay, that vai becomes vaya. V-a-yakara,
mm.
Vai. Then optionally the yakara can drop, leaving only va.
Okay.
Okay. So, vai becomes va. Etaha, the sakara there for the sarga, etaha. Tisraha, the o is a visarga, tisraha. Vyahritayaha. Okay,
and is it tisraha or tisraha?
Tisraha.
There's no tar there, okay.
No, no tar there, tisraha. That little line is the, from the sakara.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to read this with the sandhi again. Buhu, buvaha, suvaha, iti, vai, etaha, tisraha, vyahritiyaha. Okay? So let me... before we start chanting this, I'm going to talk about it a little bit so you, we know what we're chanting. There is the word vyahriti. Vyahritiyaha is the plural, the nominative plural of the word vyahriti. Vyahriti actually means an enunciation or an utterance. These three words at the beginning, buhu, number one, buvaha, number two, and suvaha, number three, these are the three vyahritis. They're considered three sacred utterances that are very well known in the Vedas. Do you see the word va there, which is vai? Va? Va is a sandhi for the word vai. Vai means this is prasiddha. These vyahritis are very well known, meaning in the Vedas, in the Vedic literature. In the Vedic scriptures, these vyahritis, these sacred utterances that are used in several mantras, are very well known. Okay, so what are they? Buhu, and we're going to be doing an upasana on these three utterances, and there'll be a fourth one, as we'll see in a minute. On these three vyahritis, so we're going to use the technical term vyahriti as a sacred utterance that is used in well-known prasiddha, well-known in the Vedas. These three vyahritis are buhu, which means this loka, this world that we live in, this earth, is buhu. Buvaha is called antariksham. Well, I have these words down in your vocabulary list, and we're going to be working on them. Antariksha means the intermediary space between this physical world and the heaven and Swargaloka. There's what we call intermediate space. It's called antariksha. Buvaha is the word for that. So there's this loka, this plane of existence, the buvaha, the intermediary space called buvaha, and suvaha means Swargaloka. The word for suvaha, there's another word which is swar, S-V-A-R, swar. Swar in chanting usually becomes suvaha, okay, by convention. So the word swar means heaven, it means swargaloka. So now when we say bu, the buhu, this loka, the earth, buvaha, the intermediary space, and suvaha, the heaven. These three words are meant to comprise the entire creation, everything that exists, Ishwara. It comprises Ishwara, the whole manifest creation. Okay, so they're considered sacred utterances, vyahritis. And if you remember, for those of you who know the Gayatri mantra, Pur, Puva, Suvaha, you know, it starts with these. And there's other mantras that are famous that start with these three vyahritis, sacred utterances. Okay. So now it says, buhu, buvaha, suvaha, iti. Iti, he puts it in quotes. Iti, these three, okay, in quotes. Buhu, buvaha, suvaha, iti. Va, indeed, as is well known, vai. as is well known, as is prasiddha. Prasiddha means it's well established, well accepted, well known. Etaha, nominative plural. These. Tisraha, these three. Tisra is three. Etaha, tisraha, vyahritiyaha. These three sacred utterances, nominative plurals. You can, if you want to make a sentence, these are the three vyahritis, bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha. You ready to say? Bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, iti, vai, etaha, tisraha, vyahritiyaha. Now what's going to happen is we're going to be doing an upasana on these three, and a fourth one is going to be added, as we'll see in the next line. But everybody clear on this sentence? Let's look at the next sentence. Ready?
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm lame. So the quote, the iti puts it in quotes, and the iti is putting
Bhuhu, bhuvaha, and suvaha. Bhuhu, bhuvaha.
And suvaha, in quotation.
In quotes.
Yeah, okay.
And then indeed, these three, what three? The ones that are just been listed.
Yeah.
Okay. These three are the vyahritis. Okay. You could even say, etaha tisraha vyahritiha santi. They are, okay? Santi means they are. If I were to add that, we don't have to add the verb to be in a Sanskrit sentence. So these three are the sacred utterances that are used in some mantras, some sacred mantras.
But what is the substantive for etaha? It's not idam, right? Etaha.
I think it is. I think so.
And they're widely. Why are they widely known?
Yeah.
Why are they widely known?
Which is idam in the masculine. So yeah. Idam. What? They're famous in the Vedas, in the Vedic literature. For those who know the Vedas, these three utterances are well known, well understood as sacred utterances.
So it's commonplace.
They're known as vyahritis. As not commonplace. It's that they're well known as sacred utterances in the Vedas. They're accepted as the vyahritis. Okay?
Okay,
that's all. Okay, let's look at the next line. Tasam. Repeat.
Tasam.
Uha smaitam.
Uha smaitam.
Now, in this, the way they have it in this book here, is a little confusing. Let me just tell you how it should look. So I think the people who do this don't know Sanskrit. That's the problem. So if we say the first word is tasam, and attached to that should be u. The syllable u is a, with u-ha, the two syllables u-ha. U is one word, ha is another, means in the past. Like if you're reading a fairy tale a long time ago,
oh,
u-ha.
What's the name of that? What is it? Oh.
What?
No, there's a word for it, an ancient, like
once
long
upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Grammatically. There's a word for that. You called it another
one. I don't remember, but okay. Anyway. But anyway, it's by itself. They're indeclinables, okay? So tasam means among them, of them, genitive plural. Then uha. Then the next word is sma. And sma, and then the next word is etam. So u, one word, ha, one word, sma, one word, and sma, sundays with etam. And so in your book, if you're using this, you should draw your line, draw a line straight through the smai to the tam, if you're using this thing. So tasam uha sma etam. A plus A is I. So tasam uha sma etam chaturtim. Okay? So let's see what that means. Actually, let's do the next one because we'll have a complete sentence then. Mahachamasyaha.
Mahachamasyaha.
Pravedayate.
Pravedayate.
Mahachamasya is the name of a person, of a rishi. So, and it's in nominative plural, maha chamasyaha. Then pravedayate just means knew or saw. Pravedayate. Mm. When a sma, the little indeclinable sma, is used with a present tense, it makes it past tense. So if I take a present tense verb and add sma to it as a separate little indeclinable, it makes it into a past tense. So we would say like this, if I had to translate this, the subject of the sentence is Mahachamasya Pravedayate Sma. Mahachamasya saw, means he knew, he visualized it, appeared in his buddhi. These mantras for the rishis, these mantras all appear, they're revealed in the minds of the rishis. So something was revealed now into the mind of Mahachamasya. Okay? So Mahachamasya, he saw, right? This knowledge was given to him. So Mahachamasya Pravedayate Sma. He saw what? Okay. So now go back to the beginning here. Tasam. Of those three, the bur, bhuva, suvaha, so this is genitive plural, uha, once upon a time, a long time ago, etam chaturtim. This is in the accusative singular. Etam chaturtim. This fourth. Okay? A fourth. A fourth. That fourth. Which we'll see what that is. Mahachamasya saw this fourth. So, in other words, fourth. A fourth. What they're saying is that these three in the Vedic literature were very prasiddha. They were very well known. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, and Suvaha. They comprised the whole Ishwara. All the different levels of Ishwara. Bhur, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Then what happened was Mahachamasya were revealed to him among these three a fourth one. Okay?
That's cool.
Everybody see?
Yeah. Mm.
Now, what is the fourth? Look at the next one. Maha iti. Can we see?
Maha.
Repeat.
Maha.
Maha iti. Maha. If I do the Sunday, Maha iti. The sarga drops. Maha iti.
Maha iti.
The fourth one is Maha. Maha. Okay? Maha means, according to in Chankara's Bhasha, Maha does mean usually great, but it also means that which is most revered. That which is most worshipped, most revered is Maha.
This is this.
Maha iti puts in quotes Maha.
Oh, okay.
Because it says this fourth one was revealed. Among these three, so what happens was Mahachamasya saw the three, so among these three a fourth appeared. Maha.
In great is Maha or Maha?
Mahat. So this is Mahaha, and Mahat means great. But Mahaha means that which is most revered, that which, as Shankara says, and Swamiji also in the handout I gave you, that which is essential for the others to be is Maha. So, yeah, and so that which is the most revered as being the essential, essential for all of the others to be. Okay, so that's Mahaha, according to the meaning that Shankara gives in the Bhasha. So now, what is that Maha? With the next one. Tad Brahma.
Tad Brahma.
Right, and if we were to break the Sandhi, Tad
Brahma.
That Maha, so now he says the Maha. This fourth one was revealed, which is Maha. Tad Brahma, that is Brahman. Okay. Sa Atma. That is Atma. Right? That Brahman is neuter, Atma is masculine. So Tad is the neuter form, right? Tad Brahma, that is Brahman, Sa Atma, that is Atma. Everybody see?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So now, let's do the next one. Angan Yanya.
Angan Yanya.
Angan Yanya.
Angan Yanya.
Devataha.
Devataha.
Angani. Anyaha Devataha with a sandhi. You see it? Angani, that yakara is an e plus an a. Angani. Anyaha, visarga drops. Devataha. Repeat after me. Mm-hmm. Angani.
Angani.
Anyaha.
Anyaha.
Devataha.
Devataha.
As you'll see when we do the vocabulary, if we get that far. Anga, the angas from angam. The angams are the limbs. The angi is the one who has limbs, right? So the angas are the limbs. So what you're going to be seeing is that Brahman, or that, the whatever is the maha, when we're going to do an upasana, see, in this whole section we're going to be doing an upasana, means we're going to be superimposing something in our meditation on these vyahatis. Something is going to be superimposed on bhu, on bhuvaha, on suvaha, and on mahaha. Okay? On these first three, the bhuhu, the earth, the bhuvaha, the intermediary space, and the suvaha, the swarga, the heaven, these three are going to be considered angas, limbs. And whatever is superimposed on the mahaha, the most essential, the most revered, is going to be the angi. So anga is limbs, means limb, anga. So my, for instance, as they'll say in the Bhasha, in terms of this body, now the whole Brahman, the whole Purusha, the Lord, Ishvara, is being looked at as a Purusha, as a person. And if I superimpose, if I think of Brahman as a person, then these, the hands and the feet and the head, these are limbs. The trunk, the limbs are the angas. Just take your arms and legs. Those are the angas, the limbs. The angi is the thing that has the limbs. And that would be the trunk in terms of the body. So if I take the word anga and I add an in affix in the nominative plural, angin becomes angi, it shows that which has whatever the word is. So that which has limbs. So anga, limbs, angi, that which has limbs. So here, the angas for the mahat, right? For mahaha, the angani, the limbs, are anyaha devataha, all the other devatas. And if you think of how Swamiji deals with devatas, means if you personify all of the different orders, all of the different laws in the creation, and look at each law as a conscious entity, like an aspect, like a conscious aspect, and we give a form and a name and a personification to each one of those aspects, like the one, all knowledge, the one who gives knowledge is Saraswati. You know, the one who takes care of all of the wind and all of the movement of the air is called Vayu. The deity for all fire is called Agni. So all of these capacities that are all aspects of Ishvara are personified as devatas. But those devatas, whether you just look at them as an embodiment of the personification of all of these infinite number of laws of Ishvara. And so when we pray, we can evoke Ishvara in the form of a given set of laws, because we become very specific on what exactly we want, what we need from Ishvara. And so by personifying or by evoking Ishvara in the form of that deity, you know, we are invoking Ishvara to help us in that particular area. Ganesha is the one who removes all obstacles, so that capacity of Ishvara to remove all obstacles is what we call Ganesha. Okay. And we have a form for Ganesha.
Is there a visual representation of this?
If you were a Hindu, you would have a visual representation. So now, from your knowledge that you've gained in Vedanta and from Swamiji and from being in India, then you could have a visual representation to whatever degree that you do. Okay. So let's go on. Mm-hmm. Angani Anyaha Devataha. The limbs are the other devatas, so the other deities. Okay? Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the next one. Bhu Riti
Bhuti
va
Na.
Ayam lokaha.
Ayam lokaha.
Bhuhu iti vai, same sandhi, ayam lokaha. Bhuhu iti vai ayam lokaha.
Bhu.
Bhu means the earth. Bhuhu iti, indeed, as is well known, is this world. Loka means world, or sphere of experience. Bhuhu, as is well known, iti, vai, as we all know, is ayam lokaha. This ayam lokaha is this world.
And asti is understood.
Asti is understood. These are he's just giving now the common, very well known meanings of these three words. Let's do the next one. Bhuva, does that repeat?
Bhuva.
Ityantariksham.
Ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva
ityantariksham. Bhuvaha iti antariksham. Antariksham. Bhuvaha, the sarga drops, iti antariksham. Bhuvaha iti is antariksham, the intermediary space. Whatever is there between this world and Swargaloka and heaven. That everything between this world and Swarga falls into Bhuvaha, which is the intermediary space between Bhuhu and Suvaha.
Intermediate space. You mean like space?
If we have two realms of existence, two realms of experience, this world and heaven,
What
is it that comes between? What worlds exist between this world and heaven? That falls into Bhuva. Mm. Bhuvaha.
Is that sort of part of the seven?
Even the Gandharva Loka, yeah. It's part
seven
of
seven up.
Mm-hmm. Seven up and seven down.
Right.
Well,
Swarga is the top, and then you've got some in between.
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. That's the antariksham. Let's do
it. Are there other
the other locus?
The five in between? Is that what it is? The six in between?
Yeah,
the six in between.
All the things in between. Okay. There's seven lokas up. There's the Gandharva loka, the Pitra loka, all of these different lokas. He gives an example in the Bhasha of the Gandharva loka. However, when we're talking about these three, we don't go into all of that. Mm-hmm. We just say the intermediary space between this world and Swarga.
Okay.
That's usually all we say about it.
So Shankar, all those worlds are contained within
Bhuvaha.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's all just meant to just say creation.
It's meant to encompass all the realms that exist within Ishwara.
It's the jagat, right?
That's right. It's the entire jagat, right? On every level.
Well, they don't leave anything out, do they?
That's the point. It's all inclusive.
Yes.
That's
okay,
this is kind of interesting the way they... Let's do this next one. Suva... Did we get enough of that? Okay. Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suva lokaha.
Lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvaha iti asau lokaha. Suvaha iti asau lokaha. Okay, this is Suvaha means the Swarga, heaven. Iti, thus, puts in quotes, Suvaha, is asau lokaha. It says that loka. See, it talks about ayam lokaha means this loka. Asau loka means that loka. They're referring to Swarga. So as we'll see in the Bhasha, or I've seen in the Bhasha. Asau lokaha is just referring to that world. It's paroksha, you know. That world, the heaven world, right, and this world, that we're experiencing, and in the intermediate, and then there's the intermediary space. So that world, referring to Swarga Loka. So Asau means that, Lokaha means world. So Suhu iti Asau Lokaha. Okay. It's enough, yeah.
So what's the essence to this now?
Let me go on, and okay. then I'll explain.
Review it.
We have two more little sections to do to make this complete.
Okay.
Maha.
Maha.
Everybody repeat. Maha.
Maha.
Iti adityaha.
Iti adityaha.
Maha iti adityaha.
Maha iti adityaha.
Maha.
Maha.
Iti.
Iti.
Adityaha.
Adityaha.
Now Maha is the one that Mahachamasya brought in. He's the one that saw this. What is the Maha here in this Upasana? Maha iti is Adityaha, the sun. Okay. What is the
Brahman?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Great.
If that's how it's going to end up. But if we're doing an Upasana, first we have to see, we're just seeing what we're going to do the superimposition upon. We're going to do the superimposition on this creation. Okay, so in this creation, we've got the Buhu, which is this loka. We've got Buvaha, which is the intermediary space. And then we've got Swargaloka, the Suvaha. And now we have Maha. What's going to be Maha? Is Aditya. Well, Aditya means the sun. So we'll see why that's going to be Brahman, right? In a sense, okay? So Maha iti Aditya. Maha, that which is the most revered, is the sun. Why?
Hmm.
Why in this, among these three, is Aditya going to be the Mahaha? Adityena.
Vava.
Vava.
Sarve.
Sarve.
Loka.
Loka.
Mahiyante.
Mahiyante.
Okay. Adityena, by the sun, instrumental singular. Vava, this word vava is an indeclinable and it puts emphasis on the preceding word. So it would be like saying adityena eva. The sun, by the sun, indeed, like that. So adityena vava. Sarve, nominative plural, the pronoun. Sarvaha, sarval, sarve, where it has a little different than ramaha. Pronouns are a little different. So this is sarve is nominative plural. Lokaha, nominative plural. All the worlds, mahiyante, right? Now here the mahiyante means are allowed to grow, how do they say it? All that Shankara says here is that they increase, they grow, they are nourished by the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And in Shankara's Bhasha, he goes on to say, in fact, without the sun, they can't even be. Without the light of the sun, they can't even be known, they can't be seen, they can't grow, they can't flourish. So it's because of the sun, by the sun, indeed, sarve lokaha, all these worlds are nourished. Are allowed to grow.
Hmm.
Or you can say are revered, but he goes on to say a little bit more than that. Okay?
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
There's a word for that.
I know, I can't think the quite right
like
word.
Increased
but he says increase. It's vardante in Sanskrit. It means to increase, to nourish, to be made to flourish.
Abundant? No.
Yeah. But anyway, do you get the Sanskrit there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one now, this is going to be the first upasana. This is now what we're going to be visualizing. These are what we call the pratika. The pratika is the thing that we're going to be superimposing something upon, right? Like for instance, sometimes there's what we call a saligrama. There's a special stone that you will superimpose Vishnu on, right? So in an upasana, you're superimposing something, you know, and then meditating upon that.
And it's this pratika in the vocabulary that's right.
Yeah, it is.
Can you give a concrete example of that?
I just gave one.
Oh.
Like if I had a special stone, and sometimes Swamiji is the example, Ganesha is often superimposed on a little thing of turmeric. They'll make a little mound of turmeric and turmeric powder, and that becomes like a soligrama, like the pratika, like the object for meditation upon of Ganesha. And so here now we're doing a meditation upon these vyaharatis, on these utterances, right? So it's pratimara, pratika, we've got these two. I always get mixed up which one.
I find it interesting that the sun, which is actually, I mean, a planetary of substance, is revered in all these worlds which are not.
No, but they say that in every world there is a sun.
They have their own sun.
Yeah, yeah. Every loka has its own sun.
Right.
Like even if you're dreaming, it's not dark out. Unless it is. The sun is something that exists, and the light of the sun is something that exists in all the worlds. They also talk about them.
They all have their own sun.
Yeah, that's in the Bhasha.
That's interesting.
If somebody had that doubt, Penny.
It's been covered.
Yeah. Okay, let's do a few lines of this in chanting, okay? I wanted you to understand the whole thing before we start chanting it. Let's go to the top of it. Let me just do it for a little bit until I get it right, and then until I get the swara right. Bhur puva suvariti va etas tislo vyahritayaha tasamuhasmai panchaturtim. Bhur bhuvas suvariti va etas tisro vyahatayaha. Can I repeat? Bhur bhuvas. Bhur bhuvas. Let's do this again. Bhur bhuvas.
Bhur bhuvas.
Suvariti.
Suvariti.
Bhur bhuvas suvariti.
Bhur bhuvas suvariti.
Bhur bhuva suvariti va.
Bhur bhuva suvariti va.
Bhur bhuva suvariti va.
Bhur bhuva suvariti va.
Etas.
Etas.
Etas tisro.
Etas tisro.
Etas tisro.
Etas tisro.
Vyahritayah,
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 vyahritayah.
Bhur bhuvas suvariti va,
bhur bhuvas suvariti va.
Etas tisro,
etas tisro.
Vyahritayah,
vyahritayah,
bhur bhuvas suvariti va.
Bhur bhuva suvariti va.
Etas tisro vyahritayah.
Etas tisro vyahritayah.
Bhur bhuva suvariti va. Etas tisro vyahritayah.
Bhur bhuva suvariti va. Etas tisro vyahritayah.
Together.
Bhur bhuvas suvariti va etas tisro vyahritayah. Bhur bhuvas suvariti va etas tisro vyahritayah.
Tasam uhasmai tan.
Tasam uhasmai tan.
Tasam uhasmai tan.
Tasam uhasmai tan
chaturtim,
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 chaturtim.
Tasam uhasmai tan chaturtim,
tasam uhasmai tan chaturtim.
That makara, the anuswara there in the tam, is going to take the palatal dental. Right? Tasam uhasmai tang chaturtim.
Tasam uhasmai tang chaturtim.
Maha chamasyaf.
Maha chamasyaf.
Mahachamasyaf.
Mahachamasyaf.
Pravedayate. Pravedayate. Mahachamasyaf. Pravedayate.
Mahachamasyaf. Pravedayate.
Tasam uhasmai tan chaturthim.
Tasam uhasmai tan chaturthim.
Mahachamasyaf pravedayate.
Mahachamasyaf pravedayate.
Tasam uhasmai tan chaturthim. Mahachamasyaf pravedayate.
Tasam uhasmai tan chaturthim. Mahachamasyaf pravedayate.
Maha iti.
Maha iti.
Maha iti.
Maha iti.
Tad brahma.
Tad brahma.
Sa atma.
Sa atma.
Maha iti.
Maha iti.
Tad brahma.
Tad brahma.
Sa atma.
Sa atma.
Maha iti. Tad brahma. 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 Sa atma.
Anga anyanya.
Anga anyanya.
Anga anyanya.
Anga anyanya.
Devata aha.
Devata aha.
Anga anyanya. Devata aha.
Anga anyanya. Devata aha.
Anga anyanya. Devata aha.
Anga anyanya. Devata aha.
Bhuritiva,
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 Ayam Lokaha,
Ayam Lokaha,
Bhuritiva, Ayam Lokaha,
Bhuritiva, Ayam Lokaha.
That's a nasalized yakara, that aniswara there is called a nasalized yakara, Ayam Lokaha, Ayam Lokaha. Okay, it's not a yam loka, a yang loka. Bhuritiva a yang loka.
Bhuritiva a yang loka.
Bhuritiva a yang loka.
Bhuritiva a yang loka.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityam.
Bhuva ityam.
Bhuva ityam.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Bhuva ityantariksham.
Suva it. Suvarityasau.
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 Lokaha.
Lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Suvarityasau lokaha.
Maha ityadityah.
Maha ityadityah.
Maha ityadityah.
Maha ityadityah.
Maha ityadityah.
Maha ityadityah.
Adityena.
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 Bhava sarve.
Bhava sarve.
Bhava sarve.
Bhava sarve.
Loka,
loka,
bhava sarve loka,
bhava sarve loka,
mahiyante,
Mahiyante.
Adityena Vava.
Adityena Vava.
Adityena Vava Sarve.
Adityena Vava Sarve.
Adityena Vava Sarve Loka.
Adityena Vava Sarve Loka.
Adityena Vava Sarve Loka Mahiyante.
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 Together. Adityena Vava Sarve Loka Mahiyante. Adityena Vava Sarve Loka Mahiyante. Adityena Vava Sarve Loka Mahiyante. Great. So we can practice this using Vargishanandas MP3. Let's take a break.